More trouble with the Slavs?
Nothing serious. Thuringia has them under control.
Infighting between noblemen?
Some nonsense between Dortmund and Ferndorf. Not worth my time.
Italians, Byzantines, a new rival pope?
Heathens, rebels, beaten down in France and Greece. Sieges, treaties, navigating war and peace. I've invaded and I've conquered many nations, but what really gives me headaches are my stubborn and impertinent relations.
What is it now? Don't tell me your son and your brother have come back from the grave and they're trying to overthrow you again.
Worse! Daughters, nieces, don't forget my firstborn son. Writing, fighting, a family war that can't be won. I've been treated to a dozen coronations. Yet I suffer with the squabbles of my feisty and intransigent relations. Here's a letter from William.
Father, can you quell these women, all these high-minded abbesses? And now it's Henry's daughter, she wants my imprimatur on some theatrical revision to the mass. It's a slippery slope.
Now a missive from Gerberga.
Uncle, you must come to visit. There's a nun with a brilliant plan. A clever apparatus to elevate our status. You'll see that Gandersheim puts Quedlinburg to shame. See you soon, I hope.
That's interesting.
Why you keep indulging Gerberga is beyond me.
She was loyal to me even when her father wasn't. And until recently, Gandersheim flourished.
Our Matilda will make Quedlinburg flourish.
You think so? Listen to what she says.
Daddy, I was so embarrassed. There were rats in Gerberga's bed. Well, that was sort of funny, but you must send more money. And I could really use an organ and some bones from an ancient pope. Yuck.
She writes well for a girl of 13.
She should be learning at her cousin's hand, not constantly trying to prove herself to us.
How will you respond?
Children, children, you must learn to get along. Stay united. Kinship keeps the empire strong. I've exceeded all my father's expectations. I refuse to let his legacy be squandered at the hands of my obstreperous and impudent relations.